Well, the Dodgers are in Pittsburgh, Tim, and we are joined by a man that has lived out a dream that many in Los Angeles would love to live out. That is finding their way in a Dodger uniform. He's out of Oaks Christian, and he is now with the Dodgers and doing really well. And he joins us now from Pittsburgh. That is Phil Bickford. Phil, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you having me, Dave. This is awesome.
Hey, Phil, I know we were talking about it earlier, for you to have this opportunity to pitch for the Dodgers. Was this a dream of yours when you were pitching at Oaks Christian?
It was, yeah. It was, that is a great way to put it. I definitely dreamed about just being able to throw for the Dodgers, especially at Dodger Stadium, because I grew up an hour from the stadium. And I remember when we were coming back from Houston and the bus was showing up to the stadium, I kind of had to pitch myself a little bit. I've been pitching myself every day, just seeing the stadium and showing up and being able to put on a Dodger uniform. So it's awesome.
Phil Bickford is our guest. He joins us from Pittsburgh, just in front of first pitch. And Phil, what has been the difference for you as a pitcher, and not just because it's the Dodgers, but being part of this organization already in the short period of time? How have they helped you get better?
They were just ready, you know. I heard about the pitching in the Dodgers organization, and I came in, and they had kind of decent amount of things set up in a sense. Like, they knew just kind of like how things work about yourself, and that's how it is with everybody here. And I just kind of bought in, you know. Just what I really liked about it was how simple it was, and like the little things that we are doing. And it's just honestly been really amazing. A lot of it too is just the staff and teammates. It really is just great energy. It's a great atmosphere, and it's really contagious to be in an environment like this.
I've heard from other guys, Phil, they say the Dodgers allow them to be themselves. Is that a big part of it?
Yeah. It's something that I feel like, that is a theme that they bring up, is being yourself. And a lot of it's super neat too, because I feel like they do a good job of bringing people into the organization that they kind of want to be themselves, you know, in a sense. And it kind of allows you to be yourself, and it's neat. It's not easy to create, you know.
No doubt. Phil Bickford is our guest. Before I let you go, Phil, the salad, you got a lot of salad coming out of that hat. How long have you been growing your hair?
It's been like a year or two. Yeah, I got it cleaned up a little bit before coming over to the Dodgers.
That, like, was cleaned up?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't look cleaned up, but yeah, I did get it cleaned up.
All right, Phil. It's been great talking to you. Are you making it back to the 805 when the Dodgers return home?
I'm not too sure. last homestand, I was just kind of in L.A. keeping it easy in Pasadena. That's where the hotel's at. So I don't know. I'm maybe that will be something that comes to my mind next homestand, but I'm not there yet. So
all right. We'll look for you on the Ventura Freeway, Phil. Thanks a lot for the time and continued success.
Sounds good, Dave. Thank you for having me.